This is the last time that I will be standing before you as chair of this party. I want you to know that this was not an easy decision that I had to make. But as I mentioned the other night, everything that I have done for the last 2.5 years has been with one goal in mind. What is in the best interest of our party? This party that I love, this party that I hold dear, this party that I've given my blood, my sweat, my tears for. And so it is in that spirit that I made the decision to step down so that we don't constantly get stuck in constant recriminations about what happened on caucus day, but rather that we can turn the page and keep our focus on what matters most, which is winning in November. That is the goal of this party. Now I walk out of here, obviously a little bruised, a little battered, but proud of the work that I've been able to do with all of you. There are the things that you can see. The fact that we picked up 2 congressional seats last year and sending our first women from Iowa to the U.S. House of Representatives. The fact that we won 3 statewide seats. The fact that we flipped seats in the legislature and won seats at the local level. But there are the things that are not easily seen. There are the things that you see when you travel around this state. The strength of our county parties and our local committees. The strength of our infrastructure that has been built. That was one of my goals from the very beginning, was to make sure that our party had the infrastructure needed to win, and we have done that. The strength of our fundraising and the fact that we have been able to raise near record amounts of money for this party. And quite frankly, you see it in the renewed optimism and the renewed spirit of victory that exists all across this state by Democrats everywhere. There's no doubt that this last week has been rough, but the fundamental strength of our party, remains strong. And I leave here knowing that our party is in a great place to win in November. We still have some of the strongest candidates I have ever seen running right now and ready to win. We still have outstanding party leaders in all 99 counties ready to fight. We still have amazing elected officials who are fighting every day for our values. We have more money in our coffers than at any point in this than at any other time in our party's history. We still have an amazing staff that has worked around the clock on behalf of this party, especially over these last couple of weeks. We still have the best activists, volunteers in the country. I'm incredibly proud of this party. And yes, the last couple of weeks have been tough. But I'm incredibly proud of this party. I'm incredibly proud of all of those who've worked so hard over these last 2.5 years, right beside me, ready to do the work necessary to win. I'll end by saying this. I've loved this job. I absolutely have. Every day I woke up, even if there was a fire burning somewhere, even if there was a challenge facing the party, I woke up ready to meet it because I knew so many people had my back. Over these last 2 weeks, I've endured a lot of criticism, a lot of threats, a lot just coming my way. But I've also received a lot of support, a lot of tremendous support, a lot of support from people on this committee, a lot of support from Democrats across the state and Democrats across this country. I want to say thank you. You know, I consider many of you friends. And any job where you get to go to work and work with your friends is a job worth having. And so I thank you for this opportunity to serve as your chair. And while I may not be holding the gavel any longer, I look forward to fighting right alongside all of you and whoever takes this job next, to fighting right alongside all of you to make sure that we complete the mission ahead of us, which is to win in November. And so with that, I am now going to turn it over, as we do in every officer election. I'm going to turn the podium over to Melissa Peterson, our rules chair, to run the election. Madam Rules Chair, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you, Troy.
Good job, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
All right.